fresh dose of tech news and insight. This is the Early Burb Briefing.
It is Tuesday, June 15th, 2021. This is the Early Burb Briefing. I'm Eagle Falcon. All right, well, we'll talk more about E3 tomorrow. Today actually is the last day of E3, and there actually is quite a few important announcements. Well, actually, really just one. It's really just Nintendo we're waiting on. So we'll talk more about E3 tomorrow after we see everything. For now, how about some different kind of gaming news? Do you remember Luna? I'm not going to lie, it slipped from my mind as well. And oddly enough, I actually got an invite to the beta of Luna. Luna, for those who don't know, is Amazon's cloud gaming service. It was meant to compete with Stadia, but unlike Stadia, it just gave you free reign access to pretty much everything in there, except it did it by developers. You had to pay a fee for the base, and then another fee if you wanted Ubisoft games, and another fee if you wanted someone else's games, etc., etc., etc. It was basically like the happy medium between the Xbox Game Pass and Stadia. Unfortunately, the Xbox Game Pass, model-wise, is the far superior one for the consumer. But that has been in beta since, well, pretty much... God, how long has it been in beta now? It's been in beta for a long time, but it's going to be opening up to everyone starting June 21st. And in fact, the importance of June 21st is that it's also Prime Day, the day when you are tricked into believing there are tons of great, amazing Amazon deals, but in the end, the only good Amazon deal was 50% off Amazon Echo devices, which will inevitably you'll get, and then realize that the voice recognition is nowhere near as good as you thought it was, and then you end up hating it until you learn to live with it, and then you're just like, I'm kind of okay with it. That's pretty much the exact life cycle of everyone getting a brand new Amazon Echo, and I'm not too far off either. That's kind of the funny thing. But the important thing is that Luna will cost $6 a month, in addition to having to be an Amazon Prime member, and then it's $14.99 at the moment for getting the Ubisoft channel as well. And then, of course, there'll be more down the road. You can get the Luna controller at a discount during the Prime Day weekend. Or not weekend. What? Not the weekend. The 2 days that Prime Day is. It happens the 21st and the 22nd. So that is pretty much all we know about Amazon Luna right now. It is coming. Whether we like it or not, I'm not going to lie, I have pretty much no interest in it, but at the same time, I mean, if you want to go ahead and get some of these titles, you can't get a modern console and you can't get a GPU, so, you know, cloud gaming, it now might be its only chance to thrive. That's going to do it for me. Stay safe and stay healthy.